The Obama administration says $125 billion in improper payments went out to individuals, organizations, and contractors last year. They're working toward a three-year goal of cutting improper payments by $50 billion by the end of next year. Danny Werfel, the controller in the White House Office of Management and Budget, says there's no guarantee they'll make that goal. They did cut the federal improper payment rate from 5.65% in 2009 to 5.49% in 2010, not as much as administration officials hoped for. Nonetheless, Werfel thinks trend lines are moving in the right direction.
I think the key here is that how aggressively federal agencies are taking their responsibilities to drive their error rates down. And I have not seen in my experience, and I've been involved in improper payments since the Improper Payments Act was first passed in 2002, I have not seen this much concerted activity and this much proactive steps being taken by agencies to address their errors. So I am optimistic that the error rate will continue to trend down. And whether we hit the $50 billion or not, I think obviously it's an aggressive goal, so it's an open question. But I'm confident that the error rate's going to trend downward.
Werfel testified yesterday before the Senate Federal Financial Management Subcommittee. He says OMB quickly discovered, when it began to look closely at improper payments, that a dozen government programs were responsible for about 90% of improper payments, notably Medicare and Medicaid, which represent the biggest dollar amount, and the food stamp program. Werfel says improper payments decreased in both of those large programs last year. Other areas still need work.
Where we are trending upward and where we have to do a better job is on the Department of Labor's unemployment insurance program is one of the big concerns that we have.
Administration officials told senators that agencies are taking a more holistic view of improper payments, realizing that preventing them rather than chasing them down after the fact often requires using data from other agencies to identify organizations and people who shouldn't be getting paid. But Richard Gregg, the fiscal assistant secretary at the Treasury Department, says getting access to that data, so far at least, has been no trivial matter. He says Congress needs to act to allow agencies to share information.
And agencies, in some cases, couldn't get access to databases that would have helped them. In other cases where they did have authority, it takes 18 months to 2 years to go through the computer security matching agreements and the MOU to get from here to there. I know that from kind of firsthand experience. So I think having an organization within Treasury that we are working on to pull information together and allow agencies to come in one place and be able to use that information. In order to do that, at least in some cases, we need amendments to the Privacy Act and the Computer Security Act to enable us to provide that information. And I think that would be a very big step to allow us to move forward.
The administration has asked Congress for $10 million to set up that clearinghouse in the Treasury Department to prevent improper payments. The first piece would be a verification portal where agencies can verify information about recipients of federal payments. Treasury wants to eventually expand it to include a centralized data analytics center to flag possible improper payments and model risks. Werfel says the administration wants to partner with the Recovery Board and take advantage of some of the work they've already done in that area. The board already set up its own one-stop shop of sorts to verify information about the recipients of Recovery Act funding. And Calvin Scovel, the vice chairman of the Recovery Board, says his organization is eager to help other agencies. He says they've just finished a pilot project with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, zeroing in on health care providers who were at high risk for getting improper payments.
I can now tell you that Operation Center data confirmed that several providers were banned from doing business with the government at the time they were enrolled in the program. Our analysts also identified a pattern of Medicare fraudsters using legitimate doctors' medical identification numbers in states far removed from where those doctors had their true practices.
The administration says it's also been working with state governments, through whose coffers a lot of federal payments pass, to find other ways to cut improper payments. Those talks led to four pilot programs announced this week by OMB Director Jack Liu. States will test a shared health care provider enrollment system in hopes of doing a better job of detecting fraud. A second pilot, run by the Labor Department, will try to cut overpayments in unemployment benefits by letting states get quicker notification when a beneficiary finds work. The Agriculture Department will help states share benefits information to cut down on duplicate payments from USDA's food stamp program. And the Treasury Department will help states collect some of their outstanding debts that include federal dollars. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.